Film twits. Ding.
Goonies never say die.
That's right.
Hey, you guys. That was my sloth impression.
Huh?
Today, we are going back to the 80s and talking about one of the greatest movies from the 80s. Sloth, the big...
For a moment, I thought you meant the animal. I was genuinely like, what did a sloth ever say? Hey, you guys. It was the pause that made me think. I'm like, is he slow like a sloth?
Hey, guys.
We are the Film Twits. I'm Brand, and I'm with Caleb.
I'm doing the truffle shuffle, but you can't see it.
Put that away, Caleb. Oh my goodness.
And Dave.
They can probably feel it down their headphones right now.
Dave, or as we like to call him, One-Eyed Willie.
That's right.
In my memory, I thought the older brother was Brent or something like that, and I don't think I had ever, and this is bizarre for me, I never caught that his name is Brandon.
Yeah.
But he wants to go by Brand. I've missed that my entire life.
He took two letters off of his name.
That makes you cool.
Clap for you, sir.
Yeah. One more letter and he becomes health food cereal.
Well, I'm doing... Well, now people have called me Raisin Brandon.
I bet that got old fast.
I like it.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to go by Brand from now on.
Okay.
Okay, Brand.
I'm going to call you Brandon.
Yeah,
a sign of both respect and disrespect at the same time.
Because you said not to.
Deal. How does other family members of yours feel about you being called Brandon? Or is this just now you've decided?
It was actually my older Brandon.
Brandon.
How many Brandons are there?
There's just one. No, it was my older
Infinite.
Brother. That would call me Raisin Brandon or Brandon Flakes. Oh, now I forgot which one was his.
It's not funny if you can't remember. Although I do just have a picture of a brand flake with your
eyes. I mean, I've been called both. I don't remember which one was his.
If you were a brand flake, would you still have a beard? Would you be hairy brand flakes?
Gross.
I don't want to picture that. That's kind of nasty.
So.
Goonies.
So,
yes.
The Goonies.
We watched it.
The Never Say Die.
I enjoy that movie so much. And it had been such a long time since I saw it last as well.
Yeah, same.
I forgot how much the real hero of the movie was Chunk.
Chunk is the hero.
He's a true hero of the movie. He was so good. Every scene he's in, he just stole the show.
I guess, yeah. Oh, you mean like scene stealer. I thought you meant like actual hero of the movie.
Like he saved the day.
Well, I mean, he did. I mean, they were all done for before Chunk came along with Sloth.
That's
you guys. And he saved the day.
That was a beautiful impression.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know what I couldn't remember going into the movie? They found the map. I couldn't for the life of me remember.
Yeah.
And it was as asinine as, we're cleaning out the attic.
Yeah.
And there's a map to a 60... Oh, here you go. Big old plot hole, though.
Yeah, what's
this
that?
Map from the 1600s leading to a pirate treasure starts as located in a shack. That's clearly not a shack that was built in the 1600s.
No.
Oh, no.
It was what they referenced, though, in his little coin that had the three holes in it was the lighthouse. The lighthouse was that old. And he dug the tunnel next to the lighthouse. It just happened to be that they've built the restaurant on
That's
top of it.
Right.
With a hole leading to the tunnel.
Yeah. So the bats can breathe.
Yeah. Yeah, the bats.
I don't know.
You gotta have room for the bats to breathe.
But anyway, that notwithstanding, or you didn't even need that. You could have just gone down the wishing well.
Yeah.
Together as well, and missed half of the traps along the way.
Mm.
Yeah.
So
it seems like the layout of it. It seems like it's under basically the whole town, because like the wishing well is way far away. At least it seems that way. And the setup of the movie from the Fratelli's restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the whole passageway to the tunnel with the pirate ship is like throughout the whole town underneath.
See, it seems so funny to me. I mean, no, but it's a farcical movie. So all of this is neither here nor there, but it seems so funny to me. We're going to find a pirate treasure. And what they did is they came up with an elaborate way to get to the treasure if you can avoid the Indiana Jones style
booby traps.
Or and then all the pirates literally just sat around and died.
Yeah.
I'm like, surely instead of doing these booby traps, you could have just got out with the treasure and lived your lives enjoying the treasure.
Yeah, did they like build up the, how did they get the ship in there?
I don't know. And then they built up a wall around
it. Mountain around it?
Yeah. That seems a lot of work to just sit there and die. Why wouldn't you just enjoy your life of crime?
Well, I wonder what the order of death was for the pirates. Like the one guy had the two knives in the eyes. He must have been one of the first ones. He did something bad.
Yeah.
Or maybe he was one of the last two.
Maybe One-Eyed Willie lost his marbles.
Maybe.
And he was like, no, we're all going to sit here and die.
Yeah, because that's what you have to think about is, like, what was the order of events that led to all the pirates dying, you know?
I don't really think you do need to think about that at all. I mean, because it's just going to be like, that makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, that's true.
But that did not in any way, shape, or form ruin my enjoyment.
Take away from your enjoyment.
Oh my goodness, the movie is so much fun.
It is fun.
Like, the score is so good. It's so triumphant, and yet it's kind of triumphant in a kid's beating the day kind of way.
Yeah. I love movies like this. I was telling Brandon earlier, like this.
Brand.
It. Oh, sorry, Brandon. This and It and Stranger Things, you know.
What was the one where the kids find the dead body?
Stand By Me.
Oh my goodness, what a great
Super
movie.
Super 8, which was kind of like a...
I loved Super 8,
you know,
8,
homage to movies like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I loved Super 8.
But yeah, I love it where they have kids and they have an adventure with these kids, but they have them be kids. Like, kids act like this. Kids use words like this because...
Well, especially the mouth.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That was funny.
And they point out... they use Brand to point out the silliness when they were in the attic and Mikey gets the idea of going after this treasure. It's a ridiculous idea. And like,
save the
movie knows it. And they use one of the characters to point out this.
Hey, Chunk, come over and hold this for a minute.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
And it's kind of funny too, thinking about like up in the attic, like all the stuff they had in there. Like, I mean, couldn't you have like taken that to a museum? Like, there's someone out there that would have paid like lots of money for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe not enough to buy the town, but I mean, you'd get somewhere with it.
That's a good
point.
But
he knew the kids needed an adventure.
That's right. Steven knows what he's doing.
Well, then that's fine. But like, even when they got to the boat, all the stuff in the pirate ship, same thing. Like, you could take that to a museum or just like a private collector and they would have. Even without the gold, I mean, is what I'm saying.
I love the thought. It was very funny at the very end with the pirate ship sailing off into the distance. Yes. Then the U.S. Coast Guard comes around, takes it. Yes. The government gets a big boost of money. I'm like, way to go, kids.
Dave's trying to be realistic with a fantasy movie.
Of course.
I mean, because that's really where it shows that it is a fantasy. Because
the whole thing is.
The ghost the whole of One-Eyed Willie, so you know, floats off in the distance.
No, the whole thing is
the silliness. The parts that are almost
but at least
too
they got
silly.
The gold.
The parts that are almost too silly for me are the things like when Data's boxing glove comes out of his belly and it punches the dude
punches
and it makes the funny and he like shakes his head. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know,
it's pretty silly.
Yeah.
Well, there are a couple of things in the movie which a couple of things that don't make sense. So they find their path that ultimately leads to the treasure by getting caught in a trap, which by any means Data should have fallen to his death.
True. Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's the path they needed to. How does that actually make any sense? You have to die in order to move forwards. This isn't a computer game.
Yeah, I think it would have been better if rather than using a rope to go down that hole, like if they had discovered just past that, like there was an actual, like a clear little
like
path to get down there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would have made sense.
That I mean, and obviously the pit opening up in the first place when Mikey turns the skull wouldn't have done anything because his hand was trapped.
Right.
He would have just dangled from a broken wrist.
They don't show him getting his hand out, do they?
No, they don't. It's just assumed. But the biggest trap, the piano of bones thing,
Yeah,
where the whole floor falls down into this massive camera. I'm like, how did One Eye Willie and his band of 10 guys build such an elaborate thing, keeping the floor up, but to give
but
way?
It's so
that's,
cool,
that's what
though.
I thought, too, when I saw it, too. I was like, this last time I saw it, I was like, what is keeping the rest of the floor up? Like, it's just...
goodwill and intention.
It's gone, yeah.
See, all of these things, I'm tearing apart, but again, it did not in any way, shape, or form detract from my enjoyment
of
that
because
movie.
It just, it has all the 80s adventure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Young kids.
And it's so totally like a, basically like Indiana Jones Jr.
Yes.
Feel to it.
There was one point I was watching it thinking, wow, this is the movie Hook should have been.
Oh, boo.
Oh, now we're going
The episode over. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Next time, it'll be a different third person, not Dave.
And quite rightly so.
No.
Anyway, going back to Indiana Jones, Short Round is in both franchises.
Yes, Temple of Doom.
You call him Dr. Jones. You may want to take that out.
No, we definitely want to leave that in.
Oh, speaking of him, because so it made me think about when they were on the ship and he fell through the deck and,
and he's complaining.
Whoever was like, why don't you just take the stairs? Oh, data's falling everywhere and that man up there is telling me to take the stairs and he goes on his rant.
Yeah.
But it made me remember that I think one thing cool about the movie is like everybody gets their turn to explode. Everybody goes on a rant at some point.
That's
and
true.
I think
everybody
that's part of
rant.
The, I think that's part of the, I don't know, camaraderie, their closeness because, I don't know, I guess the highs and the lows.
Yeah.
You see, they've all seen each other.
Especially when you spend that much time with somebody, you, sometimes you get fed up with their crap.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's, and then it's fine. You move on and you're closer for it.
Yeah.
And those are good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to have to explode at Dave after this is done.
But not on the podcast.
Bad about Hook.
I must say, that could be taken loads of different ways, and none of them are good.
Not on the podcast, though. We don't endorse that in front of listeners.
Yeah, no exploding.
No. Literally or physically.
I was about to say, unless it's for comedic purposes, in which case exploding is hilarious.
Yeah.
Ha ha! There goes his head.
Anyways.
What were you going to say?
Yeah.
Who?
You. You were just about to say something.
Me? I thought I was done.
Ah, you
was there more?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
You were talking about people ranting.
No, so I think I finished.
Let's
though.
Just talk about
everybody.
How awesome Chunk was in every season. Let's just talk about Chunk the whole way through. The whole
Chunk
bit where he's in the freezer with the dead body. And all he had to do was scream. And he did this so well. I was in stitches the whole time.
Chunk is pretty hilarious.
Oh,
the whole
goodness.
Movie.
When I was young and I'd watch this, Mikey was my hero. Right? Because he's the leader and everybody listens to him. And he like boosts everybody's, you know, whatever.
And he got the girl,
and,
even though it was
and
by mistake.
So, well, ball. True.
Yeah.
And so that was when I was younger. So that was like my, like, to aspire to type of, I want to be like Mikey. Now that I'm older, I realize I'm more like Chunk because we are just as clumsy as each other. And it makes me feel good because, like you said, Chunk.
He's a hero.
If he wasn't the hero, he was at least a one of the most important ones.
Well,
and so,
honest.
If he can save the day, I can save
well,
the day.
Well, let's be honest. Chunk, they would never would have got into the shack if it wasn't for Chunk losing his temper and charging into
shut
it.
Shut up.
You know? They never would have been saved from the pirate ship if it wasn't for Chunk coming back.
True.
You know? Chunk definitely took the bad guys, the Fratellis, down a wild goose chase of memory lane in that hilarious series, crying his way through everything he's ever done wrong in his life, thereby giving his friends plenty of time to get away. Mind
it
you,
you've
got to
really
say,
funny.
in true movie style, the Fratellis seem to move very quickly and catch up incredibly quickly.
Yeah, they
quickly.
Did.
Yeah,
but as
sure.
one of my kids pointed out in the piano scene, as the Goonies are, you know, they've opened the door, the piano room. And they're making their way through, or they're trying to get through, and the Fratellis are creeping up so slow.
They're taking their time.
Why are they moving so slow? Well, because they're classic movie villains.
Yeah.
Well, also because they had just slipped on the log. So, I mean, they were dealing with, like, and it was really wet there. the whatever tidal wave had just come through.
They're being extra careful now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you all right?
Exactly. No. They were in horrible, horrible pain. I mean, it makes sense when you think
kind
about
of
it.
Yeah,
I was looking at Mama Fratelli and wondering, as I was watching it, who would win in a fight between her and Mrs. Trunchbull from the Roald Dahl story that is now escaping my thought. Matilda.
Oh, never saw it.
I didn't either.
Oh, okay.
But I know you're talking about.
I asked my wife and she said Trunchbull easily would just knock her out.
Trunchbull. Oh.
Trunch and
Bull. Is that
bull,
a birth name?
I don't know. It's from a Roald Dahl story. Don't question it. Just roll with it.
That's the guy who did Willy Wonka.
His chocolate factory.
That's true.
Yes. And the glass elevator. Not nearly as good.
Wonka Vader. Anyways, we're getting off topic here.
Wow, that never happens with us.
No, never. Not at all.
All right, so favorite scene in the movie.
Oh.
Man, what, that's
the,
a hard
the
one.
The giant piggy bank.
The giant piggy bank.
Yeah, when they're under the well.
Oh, okay. The whole scene?
Yeah, most of it.
where the mouse says, "This is my coin, and I'm taking it back."
That's
and
one
then
of
he
those...
just goes face first right. into the water. I was like a petulant little kid.
That's one of those silly, dramatic
it didn't
scenes.
Come true.
With the
so
music.
I'm taking it back, and I'm taking all of them back.
Because, for a minute, you're with him. You know, the music is all dramatic,
swelling
and he's all
yeah.
passionate and sad, yeah. and you're like, oh. And then you're like, oh, that was silly.
Did he just dunk his face in the water face and then just lie there in the water?
But I don't know, because you got that. You got Steph pointing out that it was, other people's wishes. You can't take him. You got to leave him.
Yeah,
there
that
was
right.
the
that was really good.
Mikey's
speech.
When they were, yeah, his speech when they were about to climb in the bucket. Mm. I mean, there was a lot of stuff in that scene. I really like it.
And then, of course, we get...
Don't say that.
We get a Goonie becomes
never
a
say
verb.
Die.
Yeah, you get one of the most famous lines from there.
Yeah.
What? Andy, you Goonie!
Ugh, yeah. That's the part that I hate.
Why? Do you just feel cringe from it?
Because the... I don't know. The actor's terrible, and the way he did that line, and the I don't know.
Yeah, his delivery was not good.
No.
To be honest.
I know you're not supposed to like him. You're supposed to not like him, but...
But you didn't like him because of the acting,
yeah.
other than the character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
he was a
very silly.
Poor actor.
I don't know. When I was rewatching the movie, and it's been a long time since I watched it, I just remembered the Bones piano scene.
That's the one
I don't
that
know
stuck
why
out
that,
to you
I don't know rest. Why that stuck out with me. It wasn't my favorite on this watching round. I just remembered that.
I mean, it's pretty
so
iconic,
much.
Like the look of it. I mean,
yeah.
yeah.
You know?
I want to say my favorite scene was I'm going to call it Chunk's Confession. I laughed so hard.
Chunk's Confession.
I could barely breathe. I was laughing
hilarious.
So
it is
hard.
It's a highlight for sure.
Yeah. And I went over the balcony and.
and then everybody was just glad I did have made it. It was my fault. That was just it was so funny. It was so
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, Chunk is the hero. I agree with Dave. He's really, really funny. But all of them really stand out. I feel like they all did a good job with being their own individual character and they all had
yeah.
moments to shine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whether it was heroic actions or character development.
Right.
I would say the one that had the least was Andy, but I think that's more so of the entirety of the 80s and how they had such few great women characters.
Mm-hmm.
Just because that's the way they did it back then, except for Ripley or... You know,
right.
Sarah Connors.
Well, it's like you needed to have a love interest, right? Even though Brand,
yeah.
was just a additional character. He wasn't a main character, the big brother kind of thing. Chaperone, if you will. But you had to have, it was the 80s. You had to have a love interest. So that's all Andy was a love interest for a non-important character.
Pretty much.
But she had her moments too, I felt.
What?
Well,
don't say the piano thing, because that was we need to give her something to do.
I mean, but it worked.
Mikey could have done that.
She had piano lessons when she was 4. Do kids get piano lessons at 4?
I don't know.
I'm sure
really young.
I'm sure
I know a little
do.
Girl who's 5 and she's a year into violin lessons.
There you go.
Yeah, but her mom's like a musical genius.
Well, maybe Andy's mom was a musical genius.
Oh, true.
That's true.
Caleb, favorite scene?
Yes. Oh, favorite scene for me? I mean, the scene that always sticks with me, you know, even after having not seen it in a long time is, I mean, it goes along with what you were talking about. It's Mikey's speech.
Mm.
Because it's literally the crux of the entire film. Because they're all like, you know what? We're done with this mission. We've got, what was his name? Terry?
Mm-hmm.
We've got Terry up there. He's going to let us out.
What you doing, we're all Terry? Getaway.
No, Terry?
Terry?
Tony?
Tony? I don't know. I forget his name. He wasn't important. But anyways. And Mikey is the only one who still has the mission in his mind and saying, yeah. Guys, if we don't finish this, we're not going to be able to live here anymore. The next time you look out and see the sky, it's going to be in another town. The next time you do this or that, it's going to be somewhere else. We're not going to be together anymore. We're a friend group, and the only way we're going to be able to stick together is if we do this. And as he says, it's our time down here to complete this mission, find the treasure, and save the town. It's their time up there talking about the parents to do what they can to make sure that the evil lawyers don't sell the town. So I really did enjoy that scene, and it really did stick with me. Like I was telling Brandon earlier when we were watching it, is just like something that really stuck out to me watching this time that I hadn't really thought of before is just how great the set design was in this movie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like each individual set was so well crafted together.
Yes.
And especially when they're going through the caverns and everything, like yeah. I said a minute ago, it gives you that Indiana Jones mm-hmm. feeling.
Yeah, there was only one scene that I thought two scenes. That looked dated.
The bats.
The bats on the strings.
Yeah.
They were awesome.
Which was fantastic. And then the big rocks falling from the ceiling.
Oh, I didn't think that looked good.
Because when they landed, they bounced. Rocks don't bounce like that. They don't bounce and jiggle and set themselves. You know? I just noticed that. I was like, oh, that looks like styrofoam.
Wow. I always took that to be like they had a rounded bottom. And so they were just kind of getting settled.
You're just wrong, Brandon.
Okay. Brand.
Oh, Brand. Right. Brand.
Yeah, sorry. Brand.
I keep forgetting. Okay. Sorry, Brand.
That's okay. I do too.
So Brand, are you planning on wiping out half the universe today, or was that your thing you're doing tomorrow? I can't remember.
I'm so confused by that question.
Wait, who are you talking to?
Talking to you, Brand.
Oh, I'm Brand. I forgot. Oh, because I'm
forgetting things.
Because my likeness was played by Thanos.
Yes.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. Ah, tenuous link with Joss Brolin. Yes, okay, I get you.
Yes.
Yeah. Of all the characters, like Joss Brolin, you can see as Joss Brolin.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Chunk lost a lot of weight
as
he grew up, but.
Jerry O'Connell looks night and day different from Chunk to how he looks nowadays.
Like, but the one that really surprised me is Mikey.
Sean Astin?
He doesn't look anything like Sean Astin.
He's only started to age like in the last year and a half.
Yeah.
But even like thinking back to Rudy, he didn't look like Mikey when he was Rudy either.
Do you want
to
hear something that is absolutely insane?
Yes.
Caleb has never seen Rudy.
That is insane.
Never seen Rudy.
That is absolutely insane.
I only watched it like 3 years ago.
I spoke to two people just today who said they'd never seen the Goonies before.
Whoa. Yeah. Wow.
I told them to get out. I said to go back to Russia.
Okay. Let me ask you guys this. Have you seen the Monster Squad?
Yes.
No.
What?
Is that the one
with on Netflix,
Harley
right
Quinn
now.
And no. Deadshot?
That's and... Suicide
no.
Squad.
Oh, wrong squad.
And they misnamed that movie. It should be I Want to Commit Suicide right. Squad. That was such a bad movie. Monster Squad was that? Oh, it's baseball cards. I love baseball cards. Seen it, got it. Ooh, yeah. Want it.
What is
Squad Nards?
Mm.
Okay, so
Dave, man, I was thinking a different movie.
So you've seen both.
Yeah.
So which one do you prefer?
Out of Monster Squad and Goonies?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Goonies.
Okay.
Yeah, gajillion times
over. I feel the same way.
Is Monster Squad from the 80s?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Oh, dude, how could you forget
the Netflix?
Eating? No, I'm thinking of a different movie.
Oh. It's what's basically...
this? There's a movie from the 80s
where
a kid finds like a trapdoor to the underworld, to where the monsters are under his bed. It's where all the monsters come from. And he basically has like 24 hours to get back into the real world, or he's stuck and become.
I don't know,
but
that sounds intriguing.
That does sound cool. It's not.
I can't remember what it was called.
Indian in the Cupboard, is it?
No. When you said Monster Squad, that's what I was thinking of. But yes, Monster Squad's a completely different movie, and I don't think I've ever got over eating a Snickers off the floor after somebody tread on it right at the beginning. Oh, it's nasty.
It's pretty nasty, yeah. But Monster Squad's fun. It's a fun movie. Basically, for our listeners who had never seen it, and you, Brand,
mm-hmm.
Monster Squad is like this team of kids, basically the Goonies, and somehow the old Universal monsters get set loose in our world. You've got Dracula, the Wolfman, Creature from the Black Lagoon, Frankenstein's monster. And so the rest of the movie is them like tracking down the monsters and taking care of them.
Oh, wow. It is not on Netflix.
On Netflix.
Monster Squad. What was the one I was thinking of then?
I don't know.
look for Goonies, because that's where I first went to Netflix. Goonies is not on there, but it was the movie I'm thinking of.
If you
was
search Goonies.
Was titles related
Gremlins.
To... No, it wasn't Gremlins. I know what Gremlins
Indiana
is.
Daddy Daycare.
What? Give me your phone.
Spiderwick Chronicles?
No, dude, seriously.
Bedtime Stories.
Something in the 80s, Brandon, not the
I'm just looking through the list.
Ago.
Popped up.
Anyways.
Evan Almighty? None of these are anything like Goonies.
This is great radio.
No, you're right.
Oh, we're recording.
Yeah, did you forget?
And we're back.
We've just lost the last 30 minutes of our lives. Dude, you're right. Gosh. It's not on there. Huh.
Maybe you dreamed it.
Yeah, I think you dreamed
it. I don't dream about.
So what else can we say about the Goonies?
It's amazing.
It is really good. I do think that, as we said a little bit ago, it does have a couple of problems. Like with the outdated scenes.
But Little Monsters, that's what it was called.
Little Monsters? Oh.
Yeah, with Fred Savage.
Oh, I've never heard of that one.
Boom.
Shakalaka.
Shakalakala.
Good job.
That's
I've never seen that
Muppet
either.
Treasure Island.
As Matt Sin would say.
Yes.
Ooh, named on the podcast.
You can find him on his wrestling podcast.
Yes, he asked me to do that today, and
what's
I was like, dude, I know
what
nothing.
What is it called? Hold on, I'll look it up.
Yeah, you look it up.
Oh my gosh.
Because I follow them on Facebook, as you should do,
great
with
radio.
Film Twits podcast.
Or on Instagram.
And ours.
Or Twitter.
Wrestle Life Radio.
That's it.
Wrestle Life Radio.
He's big into wrestling. He asked me to be on his podcast, and I was like, dude, I have nothing to add from the 90s on.
Wrestle Life Radio.
Oh, you should have seen my text conversation with him. He was asking
Mattson.
Me. Because I haven't watched it since like 87. And I would ask him about characters or like the Four Horsemen or whatever. He was probably laughing at his phone.
Probably.
Because the things I was asking were like so bonkers and incorrect, and I have no idea what I'm talking about. I remember Sting because he had cool pants, and I wanted my mom to make
cool
Sting pants.
See, I didn't
pants.
Like Sting because he was part of WCW. And we're like,
yeah,
that ain't WWF.
That.
And welcome back to Wrestling Life.
Yeah, that's got nothing to do with the Goonies. In fact, there was no mention of wrestling at all in the movie.
No wrestling at all.
It was much more real than wrestling.
That's right, it was. Yeah, it wasn't nearly as fake as wrestling is.
All right. What?
Nearly as fake. A fantasy movie was not as fake as wrestling.
Hey, but don't say that to a wrestler. They get very upset.
That's true. They take it very seriously.
Well, they should do. They could break
that's
bones and stuff like that. So, yeah, I could assume it's
I mean, they can at least pretend to break bones.
Sensitive.
That's true. very sensitive.
Hey, I saw Sid Vicious jump off the top rope and with his leg, you know what I mean?
Remember when they would bring the cage down?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was on.
Back in the day like when the cage meant something.
Like Donkey Kong.
Now it's crazy if you're not jumping off the roof of the... name some big sports arena.
Okay, so I've got a question for you guys.
Through fire onto a bed of nails with glass bottles everywhere, then you ain't doing it right. Anyway, yes, go.
Okay, so in this subgenre, let's just call it like kid adventure films.
Okay.
Or love it.
Realistic kid adventure films, I guess. Would you say that this is the peak of the like the best of the best of them, or do you guys think that there is another that stands higher?
If I was looking at a list of movies that fell in that subcategory to jog my memory, I would probably pick something out and go, oh yeah, no, I like this one better. But at the moment, I can't think of any.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, there's It, there's The Goonies.
Are we calling It a kid adventure movie?
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, Stand By Me is the same, and it's R-rated too. If that's
what no, it wasn't about that. I don't recall It being a kid adventure movie. It's not what I would have classed it as.
I mean, it's got its horror elements, but it is a kid adventure film. I mean,
Stand By Me is going on an adventure. Phenomenally good. Completely different kind of movie than Goonies, though.
Yeah,
right.
The Goonies definitely, like we already said, it definitely has all it checks all the boxes. For
Super
like,
8 is another one.
Oh, I love that movie.
But see, I don't know if I mean, as much as I like that movie, except the end, it is more like a reference to all those classic adventure kids.
It's an homage for sure.
So I don't know that I would put it up against those.
Would we put Stranger Things in there?
I would say you could include it. I mean, it's like a 8-hour movie.
Like all good Stephen King ones are. Because that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Apart from season 3.
Yeah.
I want to be controversial on that and say that.
Well, I still need to watch it.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk
about it. Have you seen any of it, Brandon?
Oh, yeah, I've seen 1 and 2.
Oh, okay.
But I've been trying to get through... I got to finish Jessica Jones before I get started on Stranger Things
season 3. I don't see why you would. It's canceled, so...
Well, you got to finish it. I'm only one episode away.
I was going to say, Marvel already did finish it.
Yeah. Oh, nice. That's a good one. Yeah. I like that.
I want to carry around a slide whistle so I can add sound effects to daily life. When I saw the episode, episode where SpongeBob did that, goal for life. I want a slide whistle and carry it around.
I am going to get you a penny slide whistle.
Thank you.
That's what we should do.
When's your birthday?
Even though we're the
February
twits,
or something, right? It's a long way to wait.
Yeah.
Whole episode about SpongeBob. How great is SpongeBob?
I also literally nothing I can add to that. Maybe seen 2 episodes of SpongeBob.
Oh,
David, you fail.
I just know that my niece, when she was a little kid, would go bom bah bear bah.
Because
she couldn't say the words. So for the longest time, it became Bombarbearba.
Yeah. I was there from the very beginning.
All right, so here's another one. As a young adult. Because I'm trying to keep this train rolling since you guys keep going off on tangents.
It's one of those days.
It's one of those days. What would you say, and this goes along with the Goonies as well, what would you say is your favorite movie involving pirates?
Pirate movies.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
It doesn't have to be a pirate movie.
You know
what
mine would be?
It just has to be a movie involving
And I
pirates.
Can almost guarantee neither of you have seen this movie. Shout out to my homies from the 80s.
Is that not
The Pirate
Brandon?
Movie.
The Pirate
Movie. The Pirate Movie. It's a parody from 1982, I think it is, of The Pirates of Penzance.
Mm.
And it is fantastic. Hilarious.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of little nods to different movies like Star Wars and things like that.
So it's a parody.
It's a parody movie. It's hilarious. And
is it Mel Brooks?
Superbly well done.
That directed it?
No. We can look it up, but I have no idea.
I've never seen it.
By the way, if anybody's interested in catching up with me on watching it, because I know most people who will listen to this podcast for the wall of time will not have seen it, YouTube. It's on YouTube for free.
Oh, cool.
Because that's how old it is. The Pirate Movie. Huh? It's called The Pirate Movie.
Hmm.
And it's fantastic.
I'll have to check it out. Hmm. For my pick, I would say my favorite is Curse of the Black Pearl.
Very safe choice. Very boring.
I mean, I don't think it's boring. I think it's I mean, it's a safe choice, but I mean, honestly, since 1957, I mean, we don't have a whole lot of choices.
Uh-huh.
We could do Hook, but you would not. We could do any of the Pirates of the Caribbean, but all of them are basically garbage besides Curse of the Black Pearl.
Is that the second one? Yeah, see, I disagree.
That's the first one.
Yeah, I like the first one. I think
Dead Man's Chest has its moments, and it overall is a good film, but there's some stuff in there that's pretty off.
I love all three of the first three.
The third one is complete and total garbage.
Oh, I love it.
Except for the finale. The storm battle in the Maelstrom, that's awesome.
That was huge.
But that's because of spectacle, not because of writing.
I don't know. I don't think I would agree.
I do. I know.
Well, I know you agree because you just said it.
This is one of the like the first times that Caleb and I are completely on board with one another.
I know, right?
This.
It's completely it's a nice on feeling.
Board. It is.
It's a nice feeling.
I feel like a little closer to you now.
Yeah. And then like 2 minutes later, we're completely on something else.
Completely opposite end of the spectrum again.
Yeah, and then you have the other two, and they're just pretty.
I'm trying to think of other pirates.
You mean
movies.
4 and 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, they should have ended after 3.
Could you throw Serenity in there as a space pirates movie?
I suppose so. Yeah.
Because I love really that's good. A good Firefly. One.
Yeah.
Firefly was an amazing series.
Yeah.
I thought they did so well with Serenity to bring back the characters and tie up the story.
Yeah.
Technically, you could throw Captain Phillips in there because it's about pirates, modern day pirates.
Captain
but
Phillips, yeah. Dude, what
Tom
a great
Hanks,
movie that was.
That is a
and
great
And I loved
movie.
The end.
Yeah,
we talk about how much we hate endings a lot.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
You haven't
my
seen
goodness.
Is that the Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Was Caleb saying Tom Hanks 5 or 6 times that gave it away?
Did he?
I did.
Did
yeah.
you? I completely missed it. Wow.
Not 5 or 6, but I said it like 2 or 3.
Oh.
I was like, yeah. The Tom Hanks movie? Wink, wink, nudge,
the
nudge.
One, oh, you mean the one with Tom Hanks in it?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Where his boat gets captured by smelly pirates. Yeah.
Is it a true story?
Stuff happens.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Mm. But it was the ending, just the very last.
Is that the
scene,
one where his ship goes down and he gets stranded on the desert island?
No, that's Castaway.
No, and that was a plane that went down, not a boat.
Brandon's making up his own movies.
Not even slightly close. The closest Tom Hanks has been to being on a boat that's been taken over before that, I would say, was like Joe in the Volcano, where he's lying on his suitcases for several days.
I call planes airships.
I mean, it works.
That doesn't make it right just because you call it that.
Ooh, what about Stardust? There's a pirate in a floating ship.
Isn't that Robert De Niro?
Yeah, read the book. Definitely, definitely read the book. Before watching, I suppose if you want to go from the lesser to the greater, you could watch the show.
I've got two, and they're both interpretations or whatever versions of Treasure Island, Muppet Treasure Island, and I already see these guys, they're both like, nope. And what's it called, Planet Island or Universe Island? Treasure Planet, that was it.
The cartoon.
The Disney version.
That was really good. I liked
Very underrated, I think. It's got some...
Whoa.
It's
Matt
got
must
some
have known
writing
we were
issues,
talking
about
but... Oh, you just got a message from him?
Yeah.
Just in case anybody heard that ting, that was the unprofessionalism of Brand leaving his phone
it was...
on noisy.
Does Matt
that
have
was the
ESV and he like knew we were talking about him?
ESP?
Yeah, that's what I meant
ESV,
to say.
The ESV? English Standard Version? Biblical reference, everyone. Biblical
but as a kid especially, I loved Muppet Treasure Island. With Tim Curry as John Silver. He was great.
I'm going to assume that was a good impression.
No, it was terrible.
I couldn't tell you either. I couldn't tell you either.
Dave knows. He's best friends with Tim Curry.
Yeah, it's a lesser known fact.
Mm-hmm.
Tim and I actually go way back.
Mm-hmm.
My mother and his aunt first met at a cricket tournament.
Oh, cricket tournament.
In Sussex.
Awesome.
And he and I were introduced, Over orange cordial.
Were you both drinking tea at crumpets. The time?
Oh, orange cordial.
Oh, orange cordial.
And crumpets. It was a lovely summer day. The okay. daisies were in full bloom.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
And the cricket match was ignored, as all cricket matches should be. This is all complete fabrication. I have no idea who Tim Curry is. I'm lying. I know who Tim Curry is.
I was about to say, but we're not chums. Know who Tim Curry is.
We're not chums, though.
My wife and I recently rewatched Clue.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
which
nice.
Is one of the best Tim Curry
this
movies.
This is going all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's
this is
what
like
we
the
do.
Best podcast okay, ever
right.
so far.
I'm all right.
Well, and that's why it makes me upset, because I'm looking at the time and I'm going,
I like him in Clue.
We need to,
well,
I think
and
we need to wrap
it,
up.
The original TV, that's, he's the best part of it, quite honestly.
Tim
Curry's
best part of what?
Part
of a lot
terrible.
Of things.
Huh?
Best part of what?
It, the miniseries.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
in
oh,
the
oh.
90s.
Yeah, I don't know. He was. It was. That was the silly part.
And my favorite character he played as a kid, because I was a kid, was Nigel Thornberry on the Wild Thornberries.
That was him?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I don't have a clue. What
I didn't watch
no
that
idea.
Show because it was about a girl, and I
mean,
was a boy.
It was also about a family, but
yeah, family schmamly.
Yeah. You were all about the girl.
Anyways,
I don't blame you. I was too.
These sexists.
No, I would. I was watching
it's not sexist,
my so-called
it's
life.
Misogynistic.
Instead.
There's a difference.
Whatever. I'm joking. You're not. Sexist.
No, but I was a boy. I couldn't relate.
No, I get it.
Actually, I think I was an adult
I
when that show was on.
Way. You probably were. I was a child.
Maybe that's why I didn't watch it.
Probably so.
I was busy watching SpongeBob.
Yeah, exactly.
SpongeBob
is a much better series.
Yeah.
I just remember asking my niece a question about SpongeBob, and I knew the answer was going to be SpongeBob, and she went, Bumba Beba. The funniest response, even though I was expecting it.
So those are our picks for our favorite pirate movies.
Yeah, if you can figure out what we were talking about during that entire
is
diatribe.
That what we were talking about? Hey, so...
I think so.
Speaking of pirate movies...
Mm-hmm. I like pirate movies.
I think we need to
don't pirate wrap it up. Movies though.
There you
kids.
Go.
Yeah.
Bringing
that's,
it back.
That's not good. Don't pirate movies. Just steal treasure from pirate ships and save your town.
Yeah,
only
be,
if they're
you
done
can
with them.
Be a pirate, just don't pirate movies.
Yeah, be a not a Somali pirate. They were violent.
Yeah.
Yeah, be a nice pirate.
They're not too.
If
good
you're
going to
be a pirate and take people's stuff, be a nice pirate about it. Say
yeah.
thank you.
Yeah.
And excuse me.
Yeah.
Yes, I apologize for the inconvenience.
Ask first, you know.
Yeah.
It's not
make
stealing
sure
you
leave
you
bus
ask.
Fare.
Yeah.
So they can get home.
Yeah,
and don't
exactly.
take people's shoes.
Yeah.
That's unkind.
No, don't do that.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
We're giving advice for budding pirates.
Yeah. Our listeners might want to be pirates, Bryn. Did you not think of that?
No.
Oh, selfish. Okay. Well, self-centered. Egotistical.
I have no excuse for you.
I apologize for Brand every. You take yeah. you take the two letters off the end of his name, and all of a sudden he becomes this self-absorbed guy.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe I should go back to my true self. Maybe I'll just go back to being Brandon.
Brand Flake.
Yeah.
Raisin Brandon Flakes.
Raisin Brandon Flakes. Over here.
This is
high in
the
fiber.
Most convoluted, wacky conversation.
Yeah,
this has been epic.
This whole episode has gone all over the place.
It might be my new favorite.
Kind of enjoying it. So.
I'm posting good. This tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Goonies.
Fun
had
stuff.
Had a lot in it. Had a jailbreak in it.
Yeah.
A
oh,
really
yeah. I was
going to
say that.
A real great jailbreak.
I completely
out
blocked that whole scene from my brain.
I just
I didn't
love the fact
that
he found a pipe.
Yeah.
All right. While in a jail cell.
Yeah.
And it acts like it's in this huge lockup, but it's this tiny little chemical house. He finds a pipe. He pretends to hang himself. He knocks the guy out with this beautiful uppercut.
Oh, yeah.
And then just walks out. Like, he doesn't take the pipe to protect himself against the other police, but somehow he gets out of the building, into the car, they set the ring of fire on, and then all the police all come out. I'm like, how did he just waltz out of this place?
Well, I mean, more so than that, like, first off, it's not even just the uppercut that knocks the cop out. The cop, like, flies into the jail bars.
Good point.
So he is done. Yeah. He is KO'd. And, the whole fire thing, I was like, Okay. I mean,
like how he started the fire by shooting a bullet and the bullet sparked the fire. Like,
okay.
I don't know.
And it was pointless because they start driving along and then the police are coming along after them anyway. So what did you do exactly?
He just set up a fire like half circle and they're just like, well, let's how just many go police around are that. There
in this small town? Maybe. And it was in a Jeep Cherokee. they were running away from the cops.
Like, I mean, if it was me, I would have blown up a car. Like, you know. With a bullet.
Just shoot the gas tank.
Just shoot the gas tank. Because that's what movies tell me to do.
Yeah.
You know?
You'd be so disappointed if you did it. Bang! Nothing happened. What the heck? Nothing
happens. Yeah.
Like shooting the tires.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Why would you do
that? What a great
movie. Well, anyway, like
that's
good poetry, we ended at the beginning, and now it's time to say goodbye. So,
I guess so.
Thanks for it's late.
Yeah,
well, it's long.
Yeah, true.
And late.
Trying to keep it manageable for people riding to work.
Yes.
Yeah. Once you've done editing this thing down, it'll probably be about 15 minutes of usable.
I'm not touching
usable
this one.
Content.
Even the 10 minutes of fluff and
this will be the secret episode. When we set up a Patreon and we have people paying us, you can finally get the Goonies episode and hear us
the full uncut Goonies episode,
an hour long, director's just spouting
cut.
Out.
I had someone come up to me and go, "Hey, I hadn't seen you in ages. I missed you, so I started listening to your podcast." I'm like, "What do you think?" And she goes, "I got 4 minutes into it and then turned it off." I'm
Why?
Like, "You didn't even listen past the intro music." They were like, "Well, I got busy at work."
What a jerk. I don't like her.
Yeah, I don't like her.
Hopefully she doesn't
I apologize if you're listening to this one. I like you now.
Yeah, hopefully Brandon edits this out.
No, I don't care. I'll push him into the water.
Just make it worse.
I pushed my kid over at the beach the other day. It was hilarious.
It was hilarious, but very mean.
But it wasn't mean. I barely did. My daughter just lost her footing, stumbled and fell. And everyone was like, "Oh, Dave, that was so mean. I barely touched her." She got up and... you know, body
Dave's
charged
a
me. She was
child
fine.
Abuser. It's
I am. Whoa, out. That's how rumors get started.
True. Edit this out, Brandon.
Yeah.
Okay. So, thank you for listening once again.
Yes.
And
thank you all.
Please follow us on Facebook, Film Twits Podcast,
and Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter at the Film Twits.
And Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah.
We will start posting a lot of stuff on Instagram.
Yeah.
We've just been really busy.
Do we want to show pictures of us on Instagram? I don't want any.
Pictures
nobody
of
wants to
stuff.
See that. Yeah.
Pictures of things.
Like elbows and ears and stuff like that. Really Art Deco stuff.
Yeah, we'll just...
I don't know. That's
we'll
Art
let
Deco.
Them post, like paste all of the pictures of things together to
like,
make a full picture.
This guy looks hideous.
You've got to follow and get all the pictures so that you can put them together and make
gotta
the full
collect
picture.
Them all.
Is that Dave's ear or is it Caleb's? Who knows?
All right. Oh, my goodness.
We also,
we're drinking water. I mean, we're not even...
Check us out at all the places you can get podcasts. If you're listening to us now, you probably already, you know that.
And if you haven't listened to us until now, shame on you.
Yeah.
I know. You are a terrible human being and you should be ashamed of yourself.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
But we thank you for listening and we hope to we hope that you listen again.
Yes, we love you very much.
Because
thank you very much.
It's not our time anymore. It's not our time anymore down here.
What?
It's your time out there.
It's your time out there to listen to this episode.
Yeah, this is all about you.
And if you don't, then, well, I don't know what to tell you.
Down here, you made it sound like we're in a basement.
I mean, we might be. The viewers don't know.
Ooh.
We could be down in the
follow
caverns.
Us on Instagram to find out.
No.
Yeah.
We should have a poll. Where do people think we record?
Ooh.
Oh.
I like it.
Ooh,
let
so
us know
tell
you
us
think
on Facebook or Twitter where you think we record.
And also,
we will not reveal it to you.
And a second one, guess what we wear when we record.
Okay, now it's getting a little creepy.
If anything at all.
Velvet smoking jacket.
Now
all
it's
the way.
Getting really creepy.
Yeah,
and goodbye.
Way to go, Brandon.
Sorry.
Made it weird.
This water's making me loopy.
Is it water?
Okay, talk to you next time, everybody.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.